Now, around 200 million years ago, dinosaurs roamed parts of Ireland. Yes, Ireland. And today, paleontologists at UCC in Cork are planning to bring them back to life in a new exhibition, which will showcase some of the 250 dinosaur fossils found on this island. Maria McNamara is Professor of Paleontology at UCC and is on the line now. Maria, dinosaurs in Ireland, where did they live and when did they roam the country?
Good morning, Justin. So we have records of just two dinosaurs from Ireland, from County Antrim, and they were found in the early 1980s by a retired school teacher who found them on the shingle on the beach. But we actually have many, many other fossils from the time of the dinosaurs that you can find in the rocks of Northern Ireland. And so we're very excited to be bringing life-size skeletons of these Irish dinosaurs. In fact, these are the only skeletons that have ever been made of these dinosaurs, and to Ireland for the first time, along with over 250 other real fossils from the age of the dinosaurs here in Ireland.
Okay, no, I'm going to leave all the tricky pronunciations to yourself, but what kind of different species now are going to be on display in your exhibition?
Well, we're going to have the life-size skeletons of the two Irish dinosaurs. That's the Skeletosaurus. That was a four-legged plant eater. Had a very thick armored skin for protection against predators. And we're going to be showing the other Irish dinosaur, which is Megalosaurus, which was a huge 8-meter-long theropod dinosaur. So in the same family as T-Rex. But as well as those, we're going to be showing 8 other huge skeletal casts, including the dinosaur Iguanodon, including marine reptiles, the giant ichthyosaurs and plesiosaurs that we have fossils of here in Ireland, and as well as the giant flying reptiles, the pterosaurs, and many other marine fossils and fossils from land, that were around, that the dinosaurs would have seen, would have ate, would have interacted with when they were alive.
And the exhibition, where can people see it and when can they see it?
So the exhibition will be open to the public from Sunday the 16th of November here at University College Cork's Glucksman Gallery, right through till the 12th of April next year.
All right, so plenty time for people to see it. And I know there are a lot of, particularly younger people, are real dinosaur enthusiasts, but What was Ireland like during the Jurassic region?
Oh, jeepers. Well, imagine an Ireland where it's about 10 degrees hotter, where it's incredibly dry, where it's difficult to breathe. There's less oxygen. There's more CO2 in the atmosphere. The sun is brighter. The moon is bigger. The day is shorter. You wouldn't recognize the stars in the sky at night. It's a totally different world. There's no flowers. There's no grass. There's the mammals that we are so familiar with. The world at the time was dominated by reptiles. Mammals were just small little rare creatures that scurried out at night. It was a totally different world.
And the dinosaur fossils that you have, they were all found around the North Antrim coast. Any dinosaurs in Cork at all?
Well, watch this space, because, actually, now that you mention it, there is a report of Jurassic rocks from Cork that we're actually investigating at the moment, myself and the head of geology here, Professor Andy Wheeler. So watch this space.
Okay.
We may be bringing something very exciting forwards in the future.
Very, very interesting. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much. And the exhibition is called Domain of the Dinosaurs. It'll run in the Glucksman Gallery in UCC from November 18th until April 12th, 2026. So plenty of time to see it. Maria McNamara, Professor of Paleontology at UCC, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's 9:01.